GOP celebrates overturning of Roe v. Wade, Life Wins. By Hannah Blow on June 24, 2022. Republicans across the country celebrated the Supreme Court's 5-4 decision to overturn Roe v. Wade after issuing its final ruling on the Dobbs case, deeming it a monumental win for pro-life Americans. The court determined that the right to abortion is not included in the Constitution and therefore regulations on abortion should be left up to the states, not the federal government. Life Wins, Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., ranking member on the House Judiciary Committee, said in a statement. Life Wins. Millions of Americans are celebrating today's ruling in a pro-life movement that has worked tirelessly for decades, Republican National Committee, RNC, Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said in a statement. For a half century, unelected judges have dictated America's abortion laws. This historic ruling rightfully returns power to the American people to enact laws that protect unborn children and support mothers everywhere. As this debate now returns to the states and the American people, we know there is still much work ahead. Republicans will continue to advocate for life, uphold the law, and stand against an extreme Democrat Party's pro-abortion agenda. Today is a monumental win for pro-life Americans across our country who have been fighting tirelessly over the last 50 years to protect the most vulnerable among us, the unborn, Rep. J. Clawturner, RKS, said, explaining that the far-left's extreme abortion on-demand agenda does not accurately reflect the views of most Americans. Overturning Roe ensures state and local officials closest to the people they represent, not unelected judges in Washington, construct our nation's abortion laws. He continued, adding that it is now up to individuals in their states to reaffirm their commitment to protecting life. Senator Josh Hawley, R.M.O., said the ruling demonstrated why he determined to confirm only Supreme Court justices who acknowledged Roe was wrong. This is why. Amy Barrett was the first openly pro-life nominee of my lifetime. And she was the deciding vote, he said. Every unborn child is precious, extraordinary, and worthy of protection. I applaud this historic ruling, which will save countless innocent lives. The court is right to return the power to protect the unborn to the people's elected representatives in Congress and the states, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, said in a statement. In the days that follow, we must keep rejecting extreme policies that seek to allow late-term abortions and taxpayer dollars to fund these elective procedures. Much work remains to protect the most vulnerable among us, he added, as others shared similar sentiments.